Welcome back. You've chosen to homeschool. This is going to be an awesome journey for you and your family. It's not going to be easy. It's going to have some laughter. And sometimes you really just have to make that laughter your own because there's some things that will just crack you up about yourself. And it's important that you show your kids that you're still in a learning process as well. One of the most amazing things that I have seen in parent-child relationships is the learning style. Many times my children have seen me up trying to figure out how to learn something. And believe it or not, my daughters have taught me so much because I was trying to learn something so that I could teach them when in collaboration we came together and we learned the subject matter. So that's what I want to talk to you today about, learning styles. That is one of the most important things. My husband, for example, give him a textbook and away he goes. He's fine. He'll ace any test. Me, I color code things. I write things down. I tab things. Any book that I've ever touched is highlighted. It has tabbies. Because I love to read and I love to take in the information. But for me, my style is conversation. So if I sit in a book club and have conversation, I am amazed at how many people are picking up different things than what I picked up. So wow, not all of my children sit and read a book and can get the information. They got it and they can run with it. Some of my children, and by the way, I have five, remember? Some of my children are conversationalists. And so reading the information, having a discussion about the information, writing about what their takeaway was, and then sharing that information later. That is classical learning. That is repeating the same thing over and over. So that's just one of the little things I want to talk to you about, learning styles. Keeping that information at the next thing. Where do your kids learn the best? So for me, I went to private schools all my life, and my husband went to public schools his entire life. And in my mind, I thought, you sit at the kitchen table, you sit up, the lights are on. I found out later, you know, watching my kids and they are drained and they're exhausted before 11 o'clock in the morning. How can this be? They got a good night's sleep. I made sure they had a good breakfast. Didn't give them coffee, not at young ages, but gave them tea, you know, just everything I could think of. Gave them exercise breaks in between subjects and they were exhausted. Here's what I found out. My kids learned the best when they were moving. So here's some examples. One of the things that we would do is when I'm reading, and I chose to read books to my children that were 4 or 5 grade levels above, and books that were written in the early 1900s and the late 1800s, so that I could help build their vocabulary. But if my children sat and listened to me, they were going to sleep. They couldn't answer the questions. Their little bodies were just trying to fight and stay awake. So it was best for my son to be playing with Legos, sitting on the floor. It was better for my daughter. She was laying on the couch drawing something. Or in my home, one of the fun things that we used to do is write on the windows. If you have big pane windows or even those windows that have those small little panes in them, that's good graph paper, by the way, for kids to learn math on. But the big body movements like this, it's awesome. And that may be what your child needs in order to learn is movement. The other thing that they might need is physical little tiny movements, not big movements. So that's how we were able to get through some of the times, paying attention to who they were. Your goal. What is your goal? My goal was for vocabulary building. So that's how we accomplished that goal. I let them do things, not sit still. Next thing that you need to look at, and remember I said I wanted my kids sitting up at the table. Well, reality was I wanted my kids to read. That's your goal. Read the lesson. Do the work. The best place for my child was with the lights off and natural light. They did great literature arts in a park, sitting at a picnic table, or laying on the back deck of my house. Or one time I found one of my kiddos underneath the dining room table and I thought, how can you even see? But it doesn't matter. That child got the work done and they weren't exhausted afterwards and they made a pretty good grade. So look at your kids, let them take ownership. Your goal is to have an assignment done. Do it their way. You need to give instruction and see how the best way for them. That is really different and it's really strange, but you can be successful with allowing your child some freedom in their choices. I've always said it is better for our kiddos to make mistakes before they're 24, because after 24, there's other consequences for their mistakes and failures. So at this young age, they should be able to choose certain things. Don't give them tons of choices, one or two choices, and that's about it. But it's important. What is their learning style? I have a child that's purely experiential. And let me tell you, that drives me crazy. How am I going to get this child to learn? Guess what? We went to the grocery store. They needed to see how it really applied to real life. So let them make a grocery list. Help with the menu. Help with the grocery list. And then the shopping. There is such treasured math and science lessons in your grocery store. Think outside the box. Forget about the classroom and what it's supposed to look like. You need to figure out what works best for your child to reach the goal that you had set up from the very beginning. What is your educational philosophy? And how do you get it across the best? But remember, none of my children are ones who do as much coloring on their pages than I do. But I showed them that because that's what I did, and they need to know it's okay. But as you go through this journey, they are going to change. So guarantee, as soon as you figure out, I've got it mastered, it's going to change. Because children have different developmental stages as they go through life. One of the greatest things I have experienced and had so much fun with was math, science, history, all put to music. If you get the math facts through 15 and you start playing the music to the songs for math, science, and history, your children will have them memorized. You show me one kid who hasn't got a television commercial memorized. Set it to song. Have those little ditties playing in the background while you are doing dishes, doing yard work, driving in your car. Because if you have some of this grammar ingrained, that's the best way for them to know it and remember it. Remember, scripture says, hide it in their heart. And you talk about it every day. And when you start when they're littles, it's going to be there when they're older. I was 38 years old before I had the books of the Bible memorized. And how did I do that? I was teaching my kids through song, and I listened to that thing for like 5 years. It took me that long to get it, y'all, but I did. And it is learning how your children learn, what works best for them, and take the pressure and stress off yourself. Because one of the greatest things about homeschooling is you do not have to live by somebody else's calendar. One time my daughter, what was important for her was to know why red coats had gold buttons and why were they called red coats. Write the paragraph. It's a paragraph. Who cares? That was my thinking. But she was truly stuck. So what did she do? I called up the facilitator of that particular class and I said, hey, we're going to be late and I don't know what's going on. But we went and spent time at the library. My daughter was 9 years old when that happened. That was my first clue that she was into fashion, and she is. So I just want to, these little things here and there. It was important to get the assignment done, but on whose timeline? And these little things that stop them up could be real clues that that's your child's bent. That's where they're going to go. Just a quick little side note. As many as you know, my son was a ballet dancer. And when I took my daughter to sign her up for ballet, he saw a ballet dancer on the wall, Paul Michael Bloodgood, the principal dancer. And he said, Mom, that's what I want to do. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're a boy. Let's go. He was 5 years old and he pitched a fit. He screamed and carried on. Guys, I'm going to tell you, that was not his normal character. That was out of character for him to behave that way. So I had to stop and got him out to the car, called my husband. You won't believe this. And that was our first clue that our son was a ballet dancer. So your child's actions and reactions to things have meaning. Let's stop and look at what that is. I had no idea my daughter was going to be so talented in the fashion industry. I had no idea that my son was going to be a ballet dancer. But I did have an idea. I didn't like that they weren't following my rules of getting things done. That's just a little bit about my experience. Your experience is going to be totally different. But if you remember at the end of the day, we all have different learning styles. In my home, 50% came from my husband and 50% came from me. And we have five children that are not alike at all. And it's a struggle on some days. But at the end of the day, we have looked at who they are, what their learning style was. We've shown them that we still need to learn. We're not perfect at it, that we're going to do it with them. And I took on a new habit of watching their reactions of learning and how does it go best for them. I hope this has been helpful to you to step back and view your homeschooling experience a little bit differently, because it is quite an amazing, beautiful journey that only you will experience because it's your home, your value system, and your educational program. Have a great week, guys. Go to my website and get the gifts I'm giving you. This one is about your child's learning style, maybe your learning style as well. Go to the website, grab those gifts, and pull them down.